You're listening to the Gym Class Podcast, KGYM Sports Radio.
It is the Gym Class for a Wednesday here at KGYM, our final show before the Christmas break, if you will. Scott Unash with you from our studios here on the southwest side of Cedar Rapids. Mark Dukes will join me from his home on the southwest side in a moment. Buttons on the other side of the glass, and you out there, our listening audience, we thank you and wish you happy holidays out there as we get into it here for 2020. Good show to close things out. Kevin Lehman, the coach, will join us. It is our usual Thursday staple, but non-Wednesday for this week. It is Off the Glass as we talk college basketball with Kevin Lehman, and that'll be coming up here in about 20 minutes or so. And in the meantime, we'll talk Iowa-Purdue from last night. The Hawkeyes opening up Big Ten play with a win over the Boilermakers at Carver Hawkeye Arena in Iowa City. Keep you updated on that bowl game, by the way, if you'd like to tune in to the New Orleans Bowl. Keep tuning in. It is going on, as a reminder, on the Gym OT, 107.5 FM right now. We'll have a Bowling Night in America preview for you as well, because bowling knows no holidays this year. Mark, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Scott, Buttons, and everyone. I'd like to take this opportunity to send out best wishes to all our listeners during the holiday season. Actually, always, but certainly during this holiday season, and hope it's healthy and enjoyable for everyone.
Yeah, I echo those sentiments, and I know that Buttons does as well. He's got his Santa stocking cap on today. Looking very chic and very seasonal on the other side. And welcome in on 1600 AM, 102.3 in Cedar Rapids, 106.3 FM in Iowa City, KGYM radio stream, as well as your smart speaker and the brand new KGYM mobile app. As I mentioned, we'll talk about Iowa and Purdue from last night to other things going on in the world of sports. Kevin Lehman will also join us on the program today as well. And happy Festivus to everybody out there on this December the 23rd. Let's start off with Iowa-Purdue last night, Mark. That, of course, going off at Carver Hawkeye Arena in Iowa City, and the one of the prettiest game, but they all don't have to be pretty. And Iowa comes away with the victory last night over the Purdue Boilermakers. It was a game that Iowa just they couldn't really put Purdue away, I guess, until the very end. The Boilermakers hung around, and to their credit, they did. But when Iowa needed a bucket, when Iowa needed a small run, they got a run, and they put away the Purdue Boilermakers. And if you're going to win a Big Ten championship, you can't slip up at home against a team like that, and the Hawkeyes did not.
Yeah, it's always good to get off to a good start in the Big Ten, and Iowa hadn't done that the last four seasons. A 70-55 victory. Iowa, I think, proved it can play a little slower style and still prevail. Purdue's like that. Purdue's just like that. They almost always have been. They played good defense. I thought Trevion Williams, he's a player in the middle for Purdue. He was on Luka Garza last night. Garza was below his average, but still effective. Trevion Williams really impressed me last night for Purdue, but Iowa just had too much. Joe Wieskamp had a very good game. I thought Iowa did play better defense than it did against Gonzaga, although Purdue is not nearly as explosive as the Zags. But another lift off the bench from Joe Toussaint and Keegan Murray, I thought that was big. Jordan Bohannon hit a few more shots. By and large, 1-0 was good, and now trying to go 2-0 Friday at Minnesota.
Yeah, certainly a winnable game against the Golden Gophers up there at Williams Arena, but it's not an easy place to play. I don't care if they're fans or there aren't any fans. You got to make the trip. You got to get settled in. You got to have the shoot around, and you go. And that's not easy to do on the road. I guess a couple of things last night, if you want to look at maybe troubling statistics last night. 6 turnovers from the point guard position for Iowa, and you do not see that very often. Connor McCaffrey had a very un-Connor McCaffrey-like 4 turnovers to go along with 6 assists last night. Joe Toussaint did not score, came in, had 4 assists, but he had a couple turnovers as well. I thought Patrick McCaffrey at times looked pretty good in the game. I thought Keegan Murray did Keegan Murray stuff. Is Keegan Murray the new Nicholas Bear? I'm just throwing that out there. I think he's got that capability. And maybe he can be above and beyond.
Luka Garza thinks so right now. I mean, Bear was largely a sixth man, and I'd say the sixth man right now is Jack Nungy. But what Murray is giving Iowa off the bench, he scored 7 last night, but a lot of energy. He's got length. He's a good rebounder. And, yeah, that's what Luka Garza said after the game last night.
Yeah, diving. Diving all over the place.
Yep.
Like Nicholas Bear did. And congratulations to Jordan Bohannon, his 300th career Big Ten three-pointer last night. The final one that kind of sealed things as far as the game is concerned. He had 9 points last night. C.J. Frederick contributed 6. Joe Wieskamp had a nice game last night for the Hawkeyes. Didn't necessarily try it from long very often, but proved you didn't have to. He had 17 points and 9 rebounds in that game last night. Again, the Hawkeyes win at 70-55, played 9, and now Iowa gets ready to go to Minneapolis and take on the Gophers with only 1 loss, but that was a Big Ten loss for Minnesota.
Yeah, and more Big Ten action tonight, and we're going to see what kind of craziness develops there. I know we got a game starting at the bottom of the hour, I think involving Ohio State, and slips my memory, but 3 or 4
Rutgers.
Rutgers, okay. We'll see what transpires. What do you think about teams playing on Christmas Day? Is it a big deal?
Guess it depends on who you ask out there. Now, what do you think? 319-366-1600 if you'd like to comment on that, or the Iowa victory from last night. That is the text line available to you out there, 319-366-1600. That is a phone line as well if you'd like to weigh in via that method as well. Again, 319-366-1600. You look at it, I think you can look at it like this. The best NBA teams play on Christmas, right?
Right?
So why not have the best college teams play on Christmas, or some of the top conferences play on Christmas? I'm looking for a way to make it look good.
As a spectator, it doesn't bother me. But I'm just thinking of the players, you know, who will not be around their families for Christmas. Maybe some, oftentimes they're not anyway, because of the way the season develops. But I think Joe Wieskamp said, you know, we came here to play basketball, and whenever the game's scheduled, we're going to be there. So I don't think it bothers most players, but probably some.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to bother them too much, like the Hawkeyes said, and they'll just get ready to it's a short turnaround, obviously, to get up there and play against the Gophers, but I don't think it's going to be a big deal of any kind out there. So 319-366-1600, again, is a text line available to you. 6608, I think in this COVID year, kids can't go home for Christmas this year, so I say let them play. And, that's pretty much although there are athletic teams out there that are letting kids go home for the holidays, some basketball, some football. Missouri, I'm not sure if they made that decision as of yet, but the Missouri football team was at least talking about letting their kids go. And last I heard, they were going to do that in preparation for the Iowa bowl game coming up next week that you can catch the ESPN broadcast, by the way, right here on KGYM. Shameless plug.
It was nice, though. It was a good one.
It was a good one. You gotta have, if you're going to do the shameless plug, you got to do it in a very good way out there. Pretty good game going on right now in college basketball. We'll talk some college basketball in about 10 minutes with Kevin Lehman. Big East, it is Creighton leading Xavier 46-40 right now, early in the second half over in Omaha. Xavier's number 22. They are very under the radar. That's a good basketball team. They are 8-0 on the season. And a lot of afternoon games, like we said, with this new, with the fans not being allowed in, the except for friends and family, they're playing these games at all times during the day. And I don't think, I'm not sure it's going to stick for next year, but at least in this COVID year of 2021, the 2020-2021 season, that is a mouthful, by the way. I think it's okay as far as this year is concerned, and that's what the TV networks are doing, because they've got the time to plug games in late afternoon and mid-afternoon.
They do indeed. And how about the Drake Bulldogs going to 9-0?
Yeah.
Last night, Dick Vitale, of all people, tweeting about Darren DeVries' program. And now they haven't, we'll talk to Kevin Lehman about this, they haven't played the strongest schedule by any means, but 9-0 is 9-0, right, Scott?
Yep. You beat whoever they put out in front of you. And Drake has done that so far. And yeah, the schedule, Drake has beaten Air Force. They won at South Dakota. They beat Chicago State. They beat North Dakota. Well, they did win at Kansas State. Keep that in mind. Mm-hmm. Beat UNO, beat St. Ambrose, beat McKendree as well. They've beaten South Dakota twice, as a matter of fact, as far as the season is concerned. They start the Valley campaign coming up on the 27th and 28th on the road, the back-to-back. They will take on Greg Lansing in Indiana State. But I think Drake is a team in there that people are going to have to reckon with in the Mo Valley, which, aside from you and I, has had a great start as far as the season is concerned. Drake is 9-0. Southern Illinois raising eyebrows at 6-0. Bradley had Missouri, unbeaten top 20 Missouri, down the entire game, and Mizzou came back and won it by a point at the end. But Bradley is off to a good start at 6-3. Loyola's 4-2, but they played a killer schedule. And then you got UNI at the bottom right now at 1-4, and the Panthers haven't played in a couple of weeks. So the favorites coming in right now are on the bottom.
Yeah, it's going to be a good race in the Valley, I think, if it all plays out. I think UNI will be a factor. We'll see how Drake does. I noticed that Bradley game last night, just by a whisker, couldn't defeat Missouri. But as you know, and Kevin Lehman certainly knows, it's a very good league for basketball.
Yeah, it is. It is. And Big Ten, no slouch as well. And Kansas, really, they had a little bit of a slow start, but man, I got to give props to Bill Self. I've never been the greatest Bill Self fan, but I'm becoming more and more of a believer as far as his coaching and acumen with Kansas, because I didn't think Kansas was going to be particularly great this year, and here they are. And they blew out in the second half West Virginia last night, who I picked to win the Big 12. They still could win it, but we'll see anyway. It's tough to win down at Allen Fieldhouse, no matter if there are fans there yelling Rock Chalk Jayhawk or not. But it's still a good win for KU last night.
Yeah, it was against West Virginia, top 10 team, right?
Yep.
And, you know, if you're going to win a league, and Kansas knows very well how to win that league, it does damn near every year. So that's what Kansas does. And you exchange the players, you change them out. You got new guys, and seems like every year Kansas does what Kansas does.
Yeah, and if you're thinking that it's easy, well, Duke is having problems, and Kentucky right now is just this side of a dumpster fire for John Calipari. And it just shows you, when you do the one-and-dones, you need to have time to bring in and make your team a cohesive unit in the summer and in the off season, because Kentucky did not have a chance to do that. Duke did not have a chance to do that this year. Yeah, they'll probably both be just fine at the end of the year, no doubt. Mm-hmm. But Duke is struggling a little bit. Coach K doesn't even want to play right now, of course, with his comments a couple weeks ago. And right now, Kentucky is just like I said, they are on this side of a dumpster fire. One win all year. They've got players walking out during the games. They've got players crying on the bench. Calipari looks like he's aged 40 years in 3 weeks. And then you put the schedule Kentucky has in front of them, and they are just – they are struggling right now.
Well, yeah, it's not only the record and what's ahead, but it's the ancillary things that you mentioned. You can't have that in a program, and that is just not going to end up well for Kentucky. Meanwhile, on the national scene, you saw North Carolina losing last night. Of course, one loss to Iowa already, I believe lost to NC State. So maybe that league is going to be much like the Big Ten. I don't know.
It will be, and it's a very good league, no doubt. We're going to talk some basketball with Kevin Lehman coming up here in just a couple of minutes. Got a Bowling Night in America preview for you as well. And again, we'll keep you updated on the New Orleans Bowl, which is going on 107.5 FM, the Jim OT right now. But we're going to take a break, come back, and we'll talk with the coach, Kevin Lehman. Off the Glass, coming your way next here on KGYM.
Linn County Public Health wants you to be a bad host for the holidays. A host is a person like you, and COVID is flying around looking for a good one to settle in. Don't give it the chance. Protect your family and friends by choosing virtual get-togethers this season. If you do gather with others, keep the group very small and follow all the recommended guidelines. Wear a mask, maintain social distance, and follow the 3 C's. Cover your cough, clean your hands, contain germs. Stay home when you're sick. Get more info at lynncounty.org/health.
Your home has become an even more important part of your life. So give yourself the gift of a more inviting space with elegant cabinetry from Decora or Kemper. Whether you're envisioning a gleaming new kitchen, a more functional home office, or upgraded closets, the designers at Alexander Lumber will make you even happier to be home. Talk with them today about Decora and Kemper cabinets at Alexander Lumber, 4340 420th Street, or Answers by Alexander, 1534 South Gilbert Street, both in Iowa City.
At American Family Insurance, we know it takes many moving parts to make your house a home, and we're here to protect them all. With our innovative and comprehensive coverage options, we can build you a straightforward policy that truly protects what matters most, so you can stay focused and dreaming towards what's next. Ready to get the coverage you deserve?
See Kurt Gustafson at Kurt Gustafson Agency, your American Star Certified Agency. Excellence in customer experience.
Yes, I'm a dreamer.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
I'm Governor Kim Reynolds. COVID-19 isn't bigger than Iowans' resolve to overcome it. Together, we can stop the spread of the virus and get life back to normal by taking simple steps to protect ourselves and others. Wear a mask, social distance, wash your hands, stay home if you're sick, get tested, and isolate from others if you have the virus, and get a flu shot to prevent further illness. Doing these things will protect you and those most at risk. Let's step up and stop the spread together.
Sponsored by the State of Iowa and the Iowa Broadcasters Association in cooperation with this station.
Tune into the gym every weekday at 5 o'clock with Todd Brommelkamp and Alex Kuhn for Drive Time, driven by Lender Tire.
Back with you on the Gym Class on KGYM. Here on this Wednesday edition of the program, Scott Unash and Mark Dukes with you. Buttons on the other side of the glass here today. We've got college football going on, 107.5 FM right now. We'll keep you updated on that particular ball game. Our final show before the Christmas holiday break. Tomorrow we will have the New Mexico Bowl, which is not being played in New Mexico. Hawaii and Houston will play coming up tomorrow, and that will get underway at 2 o'clock. That will be in all of our frequencies of KGYM coming up tomorrow afternoon. And then Friday, got all sorts of great programming. And you can go to kgymradio.com. Buttons has got it all taken care of right there. And he's got the entire list of what we have coming up for you on our website, kgymradio.com. Going to talk some college hoops right now with Coach Kevin Lehman, who is set to join us here. It is the Off the Glass segment, and it's brought to you each week by Coldwell banker and real estate professional Chris Lehman, with over 20-plus years working in HVAC design and construction. Trust Chris. If you're in the market to buy or sell in Iowa City and the surrounding areas, you can find more information online at shootershomes.com. That's shootershomes.com. Happy holidays to you, Kevin.
Hey, same to you, Scott and Mark. it's coming fast, isn't it? It'll be Christmas before we know it.
Yeah. I know no big get-together at the Lehman's this year, which is too bad, just like everybody else, I'm sure. But tell Chris and everybody else happy holidays as well.
I will. We had the family Zoom call on Sunday with about, I think, 50 participants on that Zoom.
Oh, 50. That could be a record.
Trying to find a way to play, play knockout by Zoom, but I don't think it's possible.
A lot of trust you would have to put to people if that was the case.
We know you can't trust the Lehman, so that wasn't going to work.
Hey, Kevin, a lot of directions to go in the Iowa-Purdue game last night. I'll just ask you your overall impressions of that Iowa victory.
Mark, I think it's a typical Big Ten grinded-out game. Purdue's always hard to play against because Painter's going to do some odd things. He's not going to guard Connor McCaffrey. He's not going to guard Joe Toussaint at the three-point line. But it's a game you have to win if you're going to be contention for a Big Ten title. You've got to win those slugfest like that. And again, I heard you guys talking earlier. I think Scott had a great observation. Is Keegan Murray Nicholas Bear? And I think he is. He's an energy guy off the bench. He's been productive every time he comes out there. And those guys are so valuable in when you get in Big Ten play in those slugfest games. It's got to have somebody come off the bench and give you some energy. He does that. Joe Toussaint does it. I think Jack Nungy's going to shoot it better as he gets more rhythm back in his legs.
You mentioned Purdue and what Matt Painter does, and they just make it ugly. And they do a very effective job at it, and they did it, again, to a certain extent last night. And to overcome that and to show you can play at a different tempo and a different style of basketball, that shows you have a good team, and Iowa still got a 15-point home victory out of it.
Well, I think you're exactly right, Scott. You've got to be able to win different styles, especially if you're going to win a conference championship, because you've got 14 teams. You're going to see different things. People are going to game plan differently for you. So your ability to adjust, be able to play different styles and still get the win. And, sometimes we get critical of ugly wins, but when you look back, a win is a win. You got to take it and you learn from it and you move on. I think that's what Iowa does. I think their next four games are going to be very intriguing for this Iowa team. You go to Minnesota, first true road game. Of course, it's an empty arena, so we don't know how that affects players. And then you've got Northwestern home, which is an improved Northwestern. I had them. I was supposed to have them twice, and one guy canceled. This is a team that can score. They'll be tough at home, but then look at this. You go to Rutgers, and you go to Maryland. So the next four games will really show these Hawkeyes can persevere and grind out some Big Ten wins and come out of this thing 5-0.
Kevin, I wanted you to put your former coach's hat on for a minute in regards to this question. It involves Joe Toussaint. There's folks out there that think he ought to be playing more than what he is, 11 minutes last night. Take us into Fran McCaffrey's thinking and usage of Joe Toussaint, other than to give players a breather.
Well, I did a number of Iowa games back when before Big Ten Plus came in, and those were on the ESPN3. And Fran would always tell me, and I try to pin him down on rotations, minutes for guys off the bench. And Fran, to the letter, would always say, I coach by the feel of the game. I don't go into a game pre-perceived who's going to play X amount of minutes, because the game is always dictates that by foul issues, pace of play. So Fran sticks to that. It's based on what he's seeing at that time. And we know what Toussaint can give you. He's a game changer with his energy on defense, loose ball guy, doesn't shoot it real well. He's not going to stretch defense. So you've got a team in Purdue that's not going to guard him. So I can see why he might have limited minutes last night. He had 11 minutes and he's 0-for-1 with two turnovers, but does have four assists. So I can see where you may not put him out there as much in a game like Purdue, but in a game that's up and down, like we saw against Gonzaga, he's the type of guy you're going to play more. So I'm putting Fran's coaching hat here on Mark. He's basing it on how that game is progressing and what he feels at that time.
Before we get to Gonzaga, one more observation about last night. A tip of the hat to Jordan Bohannon, 300 three-pointers that he accomplished last night. And I still don't think Jordan Bohannon is getting as much of the good compliments that he should, I guess for lack of a better term. But when we look back 5-10 years down the road at Jordan Bohannon's accomplishments, I think we're going to be pretty intrigued by what he all did in his career at the University of Iowa. And maybe people are just taking it for granted now. I don't know.
It seems like he's been here for 6 years, Scott. And it had to be part of it. But you look at that plus the assist, it's an amazing career for Jordan Bohannon. And I think you're right. When you look back and say, we're going to look at how effective he was as a player. And you know, he's getting overshadowed a lot this year because of Luka Garza, especially on the national media. They're talking about Luka Garza. They're talking about Joe Wieskamp, who's emerging as a Big Ten and possibly an NBA player as this season goes on. So I think he gets a little bit lost in the shuffle just because of the talent that's around him. But, you know, this kid is a winner, always has been. Struggled against Gonzaga, came back and knocked in those threes last night. And we've seen him. You know, I don't know if he's 100% healthy, guys, with those hip surgeries. You know, you think back to those games where he won, hit those big shots at Indiana. He's hit game winners in past years. And I think with the emergence of Garza, you don't need those as much now as we did in the past seasons when Tyler Cook was here and before Garza emerged as a star. So maybe that's why we don't appreciate Jordan Bohannon as much as we should. But I agree with you guys. I think when you look back on his career, it'll be one of the best in Iowa basketball history.
Well, Scott mentioned, Kevin, let's look back at that Gonzaga game for a minute. In many respects, Iowa did not play its best game on a big stage, but still only lost by 11, got it down to single digits late. Your takeaways on that game?
Well, you know, they got it down late, but Gonzaga was up 20 at one point, up 19, I think, in the first half. And when you look at points at per possession, Gonzaga, they scored 1.16 points per possession, and that's not good defense. And I talked to you guys about this before that game. Iowa had to make shots, be able to set their defense, because Gonzaga runs the ball so well with Suggs, the size they have in the backcourt, and they were 4 from whatever from the three-point line. And, you know, sometimes those long misses lead to an outlet fast break for the other team. I think that's kind of what happened in this game. I think it just took a couple threes to drop, and this would have changed not only the complexion of you making threes, but also would help Iowa get their defense set and slow down that Gonzaga team that can run the ball as well as anybody in the country. And of course, Iowa can too, but Gonzaga is a whole different level with the physicality in their backcourt.
True. And the way they shot it from three, I don't think anybody in the country was going to beat Gonzaga on that particular day. And yes, Iowa did not have their best game. There's no doubt about that. Luka Garza still with 30 points to lead the Hawkeyes back on Saturday. But it was a game, as a coach, Kevin, you know this, that you learn a lot of things from. You learn a lot of things from every game. But the reason Iowa played that, obviously one of them, was to find out more about themselves, and you only do that by playing the best. And Iowa found out they needed to play better defense. They've got to get better. That first step defense really hurts the Hawkeyes. And I thought the defense was a little bit better last night, just going from one game to the next. We'll see how it plays out over the, you know, we hope, the next couple months.
Well, I think that game against Gonzaga will help Iowa when they go to places like Michigan State, Wisconsin, Illinois. That's going to make them a better team for that. And this was a game, we talked about this, Gonzaga was only making 5 threes a game going into that, and their ability to knock down threes really amazed me. And here's what really surprised me about that Gonzaga team. They only practiced for 3 days. 5-on-5 before that game. I really thought they would run out of gas. When Iowa kind of made that little run at the end, I thought Gonzaga may be out of gas here because of their lack of conditioning and practice time, but give them credit. They hung on, And that's why they are the number one team in the country. And I was glad to see Iowa only dropped one spot to number four. I'm glad that the pollsters didn't overreact and really drop the Hawkeyes down, because I think they are a top five team in the country. But for them to be a Final Four team, and I know that's what these players are talking about, they have to be able to make stops at the end of games, consecutive stops when they get into one of those trade baskets type at the end. You're going to have to make stops and score and win those tough battles, because they're going to see some when they go on the road in the Big Ten.
Kevin, let's share a couple, three texts with you on our text line, 0623. I love Toussaint and Connor Mack. They are two of my favorite guys when they are not shooting.
Connor, they're both streaky shooters. They can put it in when they feel it, but I get it.
Everybody adds something to your team. And, you know, Toussaint can defend on the ball as good as anybody. And what we loved about Connor McCaffrey is his ability. He doesn't turn the ball over. He did a little bit last night. And the fact that you can move him around and play him at four different positions, that is a huge advantage for any coach.
79-66 in regards to Jordan Bohannon, 300 threes and only 10th place is crazy. And finally, 27-23, Roy Marble with 2,116 career points. Damn, that's going to be hard to surpass. Well, Garza has 1,786, so more than what? Do the math on his average. I don't know whether it will be or not.
You know what surprised me is Aaron White's number two on that scoring list.
That is surprising.
It did surprise me when I saw that, because, you know, he had a great career here and, of course, started for 4 years, but I never knew he was that high on Iowa's scoring list. Of course, we've all known Roy Marble and that he's held that for a long time, but Aaron White had also another guy that, you remember Aaron White, we said couldn't shoot it? He's number two all-time scorer in Iowa history.
Not too bad. Kevin Lehman joining us here. It is the Off the Glass segment, usually on Thursdays. It's coming on Wednesday with the Christmas holiday coming up for you here on KGYM. Big Ten play, before we get away from it, getting underway. Kevin, got a big one coming up just underway right now with Rutgers. Looking to go to 3-0 in the conference and looking to get a road win at Ohio State. And it's been as topsy-turvy as we thought it would be. And even though there aren't crowds, home court is still holding strong so far early in the Big Ten.
Yeah, we kind of learned how that was going to work out without fans in there. And I've always said the three officials have it the easiest, because they don't have the fans on their backs when they make one of those block charge calls. But this Rutgers team, I'm really looking forward to January 2nd when Iowa has to go to Rutgers, because that team is for real. Ron Harper Jr. has been playing extremely well, and Geo Baker missed a couple games, but he's getting back into it. But you saw what he did to Illinois. I mean, this is a team that they may struggle in football, but this is becoming a basketball school in Rutgers.
Kevin, Scott and I debated this earlier. What record would you take in the Big Ten and feel comfortable you might win the conference championship?
If you get all 20 in.
Yeah, first of all, you can't get all 20 games in. I think this is going to be such a brutal league because, again, you know, you've got seven teams ranked. You got a team in Indiana that's very dangerous. Well, I'm going to say 16-4.
Yeah,
get you a share of the title.
That's what I said. I'd take 16-4.
I really think if you go through this league with only three losses, you'll win it outright. But I don't think anybody can do that. Look at Michigan State going into Northwestern tonight, guys. I mean, they got drilled by Northwestern, a team that won. What, they went three games last year?
Yep.
They got everybody back. There's only one senior on that Northwestern team. It's going to be a hard out in Welsh Ryan Arena. There aren't any fans there, but usually there aren't a whole lot there anyway.
True, true. And a lot of them are from the other team, so we'll see how that plays out. Let's go to the Big 12. Iowa State had their game against Chicago State canceled, and that's two games now that the Cyclones have not been able to play. After the right ahead of that for Iowa State, they had held Jackson State to 45. Jackson State, not a great team. But maybe a little bit of a light at the tunnel, at the end of the tunnel over in Morgantown on Friday night when they were in it till the end against West Virginia, held strong, and only lost that game by 5. But now your reward after a long break is Saturday, January 2nd. You start and resume Big 12 play by taking on Baylor.
You know, here's the problem for Iowa State. They need those games against Chicago State. They need to play as much as they can because they got so many new players on that team. And I was impressed that they gave West Virginia all they wanted right down the stretch. But this is, you know, we talk about how tough the Big Ten is. Look at the Big 12. They've got half the league. Five of their teams are ranked not in the top 25, not in the top 20. They're ranked in the top 15. That is a loaded league at the top. And, you know, you look at Iowa State's schedule, Baylor, then they're at Texas, then they got Tech at home before they see Kansas State again, and then they start all over again with Kansas. That is a brutal Big 12 schedule. And this is a very young Iowa State team that's still trying to find their way. But I saw some encouraging signs at West Virginia. They turn it over a lot, which they've done, and they got to clean that up, but that's fixable. But I think this team's going to get better as the year goes on, but still, the Big 12 is so loaded, they're going to have a hard time getting the upper division.
Kevin, another than Dick Vitale sent out a complimentary tweet today toward the Drake Bulldogs and Darren DeVries' program. You know the Valley as well as anybody. This team is 9-0. Is it a contender in the league?
I'll tell you what, Mark, since you take A.J. Green and Antoine Kimmins off that Northern Iowa team, yes, Drake is a contender. I think this Valley is going to really be interesting. Now, I've got this weekend's games, Missouri State at Northern Iowa on Sunday, and guess what? On Monday, it's Missouri State again at Northern Iowa. That is going to be interesting to see how they deal with that, because we just got off a Zoom call with Dana Ford, Missouri State coach. And we talked about how do you handle a back-to-back game like that. No one's ever done it before. Now it's the same opponent. Now, when I coached Nebraska-Omaha, we had those road swings where you'd play North Dakota on a Friday and turn around and play North Dakota State on a Saturday. And that was brutal. But to play the same team back-to-back is going to be really intriguing on the adjustments that players make. But back to Drake. Now, they're 9-0, Mark. 115 years of Drake basketball. This is the first time that they have gone 9-0. They've gone through their non-conference undefeated. They won at Kansas State. You know, that doesn't wow you because Kansas State's picked to bottom of the Big 12. But still, you go into Manhattan and win that game. They have not. Their wins have been by double digits, every one of them. They're going to go to Indiana State for this doubleheader this weekend against Greg Lansing's team. That'll be interesting to see what we find out about this Drake team. And did you watch Bradley last night against Missouri?
Yeah, one-pointer. They had him.
They had him until the SEC officials got involved in the last minute. I saw that one coming on that Mark Smith drive on top of 9, and when they said he tripped it, when the kid was just trying to get out of the way, and then the over and back that they missed, you just kind of see that coming. So Bradley's a good team, guys. And Loyola's good. Drake. I'm really interested where Northern Iowa's going to end up here because they've lost two point guards in A.J. Green and Antoine Kimmins. So you've got a freshman out there in Bowen Bourne manning this team, and they don't really have a backup point guard, and that's a tough position to put a freshman in. Back-to-back games Sunday, Monday. We'll find out a lot more about the Panthers after that. But and Dana Ford had a great point today in our Zoom call. In a normal year, he thought this might be a year where the Valley could get back to multiple bids. But because of the cancellations of those MTEs, not opportunities to play against those Power Fives like Bradley had against Missouri last night. But he did tell me this. You know, he's only had three games at Missouri State. They're looking for ways to schedule during the conference season to play some of these Power Fives and they can fit extra games in.
Yeah, but you got to have two to tango in that scenario, and these Power Fives don't like scheduling the Missouri Valley and then losing to the Missouri Valley.
But there is one caveat there, Scott. Scott, because if they have games canceled, you got to get that 13 games. So this is such a strange year. There may be opportunities to play those games. Of course, you have to go to their house to do it. But this is such an odd year. And, for example, I said to Dana, what are you going to do with your players on Christmas? Because, you can't take them to your house like you normally would do and have them a Christmas meal. I mean, they're going to socially distance at the arena and bring in food and kind of have a Christmas day of playing games and so forth. So I thought that was an interesting twist in this strange year of college basketball with COVID-19.
Yeah, interesting.
Kevin, I'll give you a chance to make a prediction here, okay? Even though conference play has started, Big 12, pick the champion of the Big 10, the Big 12, and the Missouri Valley.
Well, I heard Scott earlier talk about Kansas. I tell you what, guys, I've learned never bet against Bill Self to win the Big 12.
I'm learning that.
You just don't do it. I mean, he wins at Tech. They handle West Virginia fairly easily, so I'm going back with Kansas. And of course, Baylor's been in COVID protocol for so long, we've kind of forgot about them. They're ranked number two, but they just haven't played many games. But I still go with Kansas. They at least get a share of that Big 12 title. And I do like Iowa in the Big 10, and I still like what I'm seeing out of Illinois, guys. I know that they've hit a few bumps in the road, but what they've got inside with Coburn and DeSumo, I really think that is a team in the end that is going to be challenging for the title. But, it's the Big Ten. It could be a three-way tie.
Could be.
Loaded.
Could be. What about the Valley? Oh, you mentioned the Valley. Yeah.
Well, the Valley, right now I still like Loyola because they've got five senior starters back. And, again, I've said, with experience, that's huge. And, they had a shutdown for a while. Bradley is one of the best defensive teams in the country, as they showed against Missouri last night. And I think Drake is your dark horse, guys. Darren DeVries, they play like Creighton. They get up and down the court. I was looking at their stats. They got seven guys at Drake shooting over 50%, four shooting over 42% of threes. I mean, they can score the basketball. And I mentioned before, they brought the big guy in, Darnell Brody from Seton Hall. So they got some size up front. The transfer, Tank Hemphill, has been playing really well for them. The Drake team is for real.
All right, Mark, who do you like? Real quick.
Well, you can't pick Iowa, then you're a homer, right?
Well, you could.
I think the fact that Iowa and Illinois only play once and that game is in Champaign, that's going to have an effect on things. I'm going to go with Illinois. Can't disagree with Kansas. I'm going to go Bradley in the Valley.
I'm with you on Bradley. I think Bradley's going to win it. It's going to be tough. I'm still sticking with West Virginia. I'm still sticking with Huggy. I like West Virginia. And, boy, I'm
going
to go
going against Bill Self. Come on.
I know.
That's how you learn. Never go against Bill Self.
I have not learned. And tell you what, I just have a feeling it's going to be Iowa, Illinois, Michigan State, those three right in there. It may be a tie. I'm not giving up on Izzo.
That's like betting against Bill Self. Yeah, you cannot give up on Izzo. And you don't want to be the team that plays them after they got beat at Northwestern.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, that's probably the best thing that could happen to Michigan State, was getting their doors blown off by the Wildcats. So we'll see. I don't know.
The hard thing about this is, like you mentioned, Illinois and Iowa only play once because the Big Ten has an unbalanced schedule. Look at the Valley, because you're only going to play four teams at home because of that. They're playing those double headers, so there's some quirks in that schedule that's going to give some teams some advantage over others.
Yeah, going to be strange.
This is a big weekend for Northern Iowa because they've got Missouri State at home twice. Then they go to Evansville twice. So if they play well, they could start this thing out 4-0. And then who comes back? They got Bradley at McLeod Center back-to-back games. So opportunities for the Panthers early to get off to a good start in the league. But here's the problem, guys. They haven't played for 16 days. I have no idea what to expect on Sunday against Missouri State, and Missouri State doesn't either. They're not even sure about their team because they've only played three games.
We're going to know a lot more about Ben Jacobson's team after these next two games, on what direction they're going to go without A.J. Green. If they win the two, I think, you know, everything's still in good stead. If they drop these two, I don't know what's going to happen this year with UNI and what could have been. Yeah, we'll see. We're going to know more anyway after this weekend.
Well, you know, the good thing, Scott, we mentioned before, they can all come back next year because this is a year of non-eligibility.
True. Very true. Happy holidays.
Or, you know what else could happen? They could all be poached because the one-time transfer rule starts this next spring also.
Very true. Very true. I don't think AJ is going anywhere, though.
If he does, it would be the NBA, but that's not going to happen because of the injury.
Yeah, very true. Hey, happy holidays to all the Lehmans and Kevin, and tell Chris hi. Thank you very much, and we will try to get together next week.
Yeah, we'll know a lot more about all these teams next time we talk, guys. So have a good holidays, Mark and Scott. We'll talk soon.
All right, thanks.
Thanks, Kevin, you too.
All right. Kevin Lehman joining us, the coach. It's Off the Glass, and our Off the Glass segment brought to you by Chris Lehman at Shooters Homes. We're going to take a break, come back at 3:51, and have more for you on the Gym Class right after this on KGYM.
The COVID-19 pandemic is the worst healthcare crisis of our lifetime. Hospitals, care centers, and their staff are overwhelmed, and it's getting worse. By now, we all know someone who's been affected by the virus. But there is hope. Vaccines are coming and getting closer every day. But while we wait for relief, you need to do your part. Wear a mask, wash your hands, and maintain your distance. It's for now, not forever. This message, sponsored by the Helmsley Charitable Trust, aired with the Iowa Broadcasters Association and this station.
Play your game with the First Bet risk-free. Up to $500. Only at Elite Sportsbook. Just sign up for a new Elite Sportsbook account and make your first bet online. If it is graded as a loss, we will match it with a free bet up to $500. Visit EliteSportsbook.com for a list of casino locations and sign up today. You will always be in the game with Elite Sportsbook. For a limited time only, must be 21. Visit EliteSportsbook.com for terms and conditions. Gambling a problem? Call 1-800-BETS-OFF.
Free shipping is great. Free shipping no minimum? That's that Walmart Plus magic for your holiday. Get all your last-minute shopping done with free next-day or two-day shipping on a huge selection of eligible items from Walmart.com. With no order minimum, free shipping means the freedom to click that order button to your heart's content. Just another added benefit to your membership. Maybe that's why it's called Walmart Plus. Start your 15-day trial today at Walmart.com/plus. See membership details. Restrictions apply.
GEICO presents Left Brain versus Right Brain.
You know, we should switch to GEICO.
I'm picking up what you're putting down, buddy.
We could save hundreds of dollars a year on car insurance.
Ooh, with that kind of scratch, we can get the band back together for a reunion tour.
A, we were never in a band. B, Glenn let us play the tambourine on stage one time. And C, we will, however, put that savings towards a new interview suit.
Look what I found. Huh? Still got it.
Oh, no.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
May City Bowl is always a good time, Dukes.
Even when we're not bowling so great, Scott.
Well, May City Bowl does it right. A full-service pro shop for serious bowlers.
And fun for everyone, like Glow Bowling Friday and Saturday nights.
Our team, the Rusty Nails, is in the adult league, but they have leagues for every age and skill.
And you can call ahead for open lane times.
So whether you're leaguers or just want to have fun, it's always a great time at May City Bowl, off Williams Boulevard, Southwest in Cedar Rapids, the official sponsor of Bowling Night in America on the Gym. And it is Bowling Night in America tonight, and our Bowling Night in America preview. Of course, we will not be on tomorrow, but we can try to predict what the results will be, and maybe we have a wrap up as well. It is brought to you by May City Bowl on Trent Street Southwest in Cedar Rapids. If you've got the family in and want to do something safe, they have everything very sanitized. They keep social distancing. They keep with masks and everything out at May City. We'll tell you the number to give them a call coming up in just a little bit. And Mark, it is our friends from Professional Bowling Concepts, mainly the Donners tonight, that we will celebrate the holidays with.
Yes, indeed. And Joel Donner, the guy's only had 3 800 series this year, and he's got more 300 games than years I've been on this earth, I think. No, I know that. He's got several. He's just a terrific bowler and several others on that team. But, hey, everybody has an off night, right? Joel, think about it. Come on. Try to help your friends out here.
Help a guy out, will you?
Another aspect is I heard a couple of our guys got off at noon, and they might be starting the pregame a little bit early. Are you worried?
No, not at all. Yeah. Strange things happen on the night before Christmas, usually. I'm just going to say that. We're not on 31 and 32, though, so that helps out a little bit. If you had that combination, all those things together, it could have been a very odd night tonight, but I feel much better being down toward the middle.
Wasn't it good last week when we won 26 out of 30?
It was really good. We're on a roll right now.
Yeah.
We're on a roll.
Hopefully it won't be the reverse tonight.
Let's hope not. But as I mentioned, last-minute gift ideas, want to pop in tomorrow or what have you, Pro Shop. For the bowler out there on your shopping list, you can take care of them.
Yeah, definitely call ahead 362-0136, especially if you want to go out and throw a few lines and make sure the availability is there in the Pro Shop of, as you mentioned, Andy Dirks doing a great job there. You can also visit the website. It's MayCityBowlCR.com.
Yep, and yeah, we'll see how it goes here this evening. Got a couple minutes remaining here on the program. And an anniversary today, Mark, in the sports world to talk about. This day, let's see, doing the quick math here, 48 years ago today, maybe the most controversial non-call or call, depending on your side of things, ever in sports history, took place on this date in 1972 at Old Three Rivers Stadium. And if he was still around, the assassin Jack Tatum would again say that this play should not have counted, but it's the anniversary of the Immaculate Reception with Terry Bradshaw and Franco Harris that basically launched the Pittsburgh Steeler dynasty.
Seen it many times, and it was one of those iconic plays and in football history, certainly the NFL. And I don't know what Jack Tatum's beef was. Did he say the ball hit the ground?
He said he didn't. It was a situation where the official said it hit him, I believe, because it needed to deflect. I don't know. Look at it. See what you think. And there was no replay back then. There's not even a good camera angle, to be honest with you. It was 1972 television. You didn't have, 20 cameras focused on the game from different angles. You had basically three or four, and they did not catch the deflection. So they didn't catch it purely, and the controversy lives on to this day between the Raiders and the Steelers.
So many Hall of Famers on those two teams, especially the Steelers. And, you know, when you talk about quarterbacks, Terry Bradshaw never gets enough credit, even though he had Franco Harris and Lynn Swann and all those guys around him. He's got four rings, man, and not too many others do.
No. All right, stay tuned. The Todd Bromelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn is coming your way next right here on KGYM. We'll be back with you on Monday. We wish everybody a Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays, and you as well, Cajun Troy. Thank you for the shout-out here on the text line. And we will rejoin you coming up. Mike Colas will join us. We'll get ready for, we hope, will be the Music City Bowl as well as the Fiesta Bowl next week. All right, Mark, happy holidays.
You too, everyone out there as well.
All right, stay tuned. Todd and Alex are next, KGYM.
Free shipping is great. Free shipping, no minimum? That's that Walmart Plus magic for your holiday. Get all your last-minute shopping done with free next-day or two-day shipping on a huge selection of eligible